Hello out there, it's Montiel, and you have tuned in to Revolution Radio. I come to you with words that distinguish the essence of the truth and the hope in that truth. As a semiotic linguist, I find it's important to delve into the process of reflecting on the words that do bring comfort. I'm hoping today you understand that it's important to lay your life down for a friend. And in other words, pay forward what you know. That is laying your life down, laying down what others will think, trying to hold a certain prestige or a certain image, opposed to really making the difference in the world, providing the opportunities to decipher who you are and what a real friend is. Now, I'd like to promote our progress today with the ability to form the discernment and the wisdom that comes from it. Come on this journey. I enlighten you as you enlighten me. And as people in this world, as chosen sunflowers, we have been through much that was supposed to be our defeat. However, if you're listening to this right now, we just say it just didn't work. You can also say it just won't work. Okay, please know that any rejection that you've gone through of others, it's not about you. It's their involvement with their insecurity. And please know that anyone trying to control you, it can be a lot of the spirit of jealousy. Anybody trying to control your reaction and have some part of you that has you doubting. Okay, so let's stay on the positive at this very moment. I'm just speaking life today. Speaking into your soul that you may see the ways to live and learn and grow. Okay? What others may not understand, well, here at Revolution Radio, the Truth Teller Network, you are validated. Okay? We need to eliminate our processes that put us into settling for less. And let's proclaim it. Let's proclaim our best true selves. Be proud. You have such courage. You are more than a survivor. And we have eliminated the victim status on this day. I pray that you consider that the prize ahead and the best revenge is being your best true self. So stand up, baby. Stand up and stand out. Stand up to the opposition in your face with faith, knowing that you, baby, you are covered by grace. Keep what is sufficient and let go of what feels suspicious. We don't do superstition in here, baby, because it is what it is. You heard what I said? Let our yes be yes and our no be no. Trust your experience. Trust your intuition. Do not fall for the enemy's stronghold of old. I said, do not fall for the enemy's stronghold of that old. You are a new creation today, baby. What you survived, that did not determine that you would become less than, but that you choose, and you are choosing right this minute, if you haven't already chosen the higher road, baby. You are what you are made of, which is strength and courage. And the Creator has created these situations that you've come up out of to show how resilient you are. As your best true self, encourage someone today with your testimony, and that is laying your life down for a friend, folks. It doesn't literally mean stepping in front of a bullet. It doesn't literally mean that. But remember that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, that is a lie. Somebody lied to you. Woo! Sometimes, when I recall, I would have rather been knocked out than some of the words someone said to me. But it's the simple fact that you continue to go on and recover from whatever you've been through. And if you're still in a place where you feel like there is no hope, well, baby, you keep getting on this Revolution Radio. Maybe the resonate state will come to you. But it will resonate with you. That whatever you've been through, that ain't who you are. But it does prove who the Creator sees you to be and who you were created to be on this earth. Step out to step into your destiny as the change that you wanted to see. I'm telling you that God does not turn on us. But we must choose. Choose to reflect. Choose to have self-examination and choose to discern the spirits today. Be led in a direction that brings you to your purpose and that has you sitting in a rest. That you are trusting that it was not for nothing, my friends. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, Not In Vain Transformations. It's all about healing from past hurts that came from people, places, and things. This is a new day. Oh, we don't say morning in my home. We say it's a new day because we're not mourning here. It's not a good, there's nothing good about mourning except for the moment that you accept what it was and let it go. You mourn it, you grieve it, and you let it go. Them folks, them places, and them things. And we are all a work in progress. And nothing we do is for our destruction unless we choose it. Choose to see who you are when you were made in your mother's womb. That however any circumstances have shaped you and your experiences, however you have been shaped by those things, take it for what it really is. And move forward today. I love you so much. I'm encouraging you to put a pen to the page. Face what you need to face today. Once again, it's your best self. Encourage someone else today with your story and your testimony and your real lived experience. You can get all the book smarts you want, but experience, that's key. To mastery. So return and retrieve what you've learned from the past and continue to create a better future and a destiny that you deserve. It was not in vain what you went through, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. I will be thinking of you all out there who know who you are as a chosen sunflower and who know that the purpose ahead is greater than any resentment of the misunderstandings or trying to understand. Don't ask why. Who, how, where, what, why. Don't even ask those things. You just know who you are and what you're going forward to do. And focus on that and not any distractions. That's what I said. Do not let the strongholds of old come against you any longer. I love you, my friends. Have a blessed, reciprocal day.